Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. Gingrich took South Carolina. Amazing, isn't it? I'd like to say that this GOP presidential race is like a NASCAR pack with everybody still tight together, but it's more like a Scooby-Doo race, you know what I mean? Penelope pit stop, throwing the bombs, and Dan, dastardly Dan, making somebody fall behind. But we'll get more into presidential politics later. Let's start out with some business. My sponsor this morning, Brighton Ford. Brighton Ford is a dealership in Brighton on Grand River. Scott and Todd Spiller run the place. Great place. I've bought three cars there now and getting ready to buy a fourth probably. You can see coupons in the Current newspaper and also on currentonline.com, like a free tire rotation or a 1995 oil change or a four-wheel alignment for only $49.95. Now, Brighton Ford has all the latest Ford models. And they also have a great selection of just about everything else you could look for, be it GM, Chrysler, or a foreign model. So give the guys a call at 1-800-519-4155. That number again is 1-800-519-4155, or go to brightonford.com and check out their inventory online as well. So great place to buy a car or get your car serviced. I do. So take a look and ask for Scott. Tell him you heard it here on The Drift. If you've been filling up your gas tank lately, have you noticed it's been jumping a bit? I think it was actually down a little bit this morning when I drove past the gas station, but it hurts. You know, I notice it in my pocketbook, actually, when it goes up from that 325 to 350 and 360, which it's been doing. And you can thank the Iranians for some of that with their posturing there in the Middle East. But according to GasBuddy.com, the price outlook for this summer will break all records. They're saying that between $4.60 and $5 a gallon is what you might be paying this year. And it wouldn't surprise me to see that happen, especially with some of the things our government's been doing. Obama this week, if you haven't heard, it's been all over the news, rejected the Keystone Pipeline. Those of us who have been living in the dark, but the Keystone Pipeline is bringing oil from the tar sands in Alberta, Canada, down to, they want to take it all the way 1,700 miles to Texas, where our refineries are capable of handling that heavier crude. And, of course, the tree huggers will call it dirtiest of dirty oil to be using. I'm not sure how you specify the difference. I'm not an engineer, a chemical engineer, but it's oil that this country needs right now. And President Barack Obama wanted to spin his decision a little bit. What he's doing, it's politics as usual. Instead of doing what this country needs to be done and ensuring some energy security, he's pandering to his base, which is the environmentalists. Now, they've been studying the pipeline for 3 years, so I'm not sure why it takes that long to figure out whether something's good or bad for the environment. The 1,700-mile pipeline will go all the way to Texas, but it goes through Nebraska. And what's going to happen is it's going to cross some allegedly sensitive aquifers. Now, we put a man on the moon, I think, 50 years ago, Derek. 50? Maybe 60? We're getting close. That ages me a bit. If we can't run a pipeline without making sure that it doesn't leak, there's something wrong here. It's crazy that people are making such a big debate about this at all, because frankly, you can put in as many emergency stops along that line as you need to, cutoff valves, emergency shutoff valves. We have the technology to ensure that this thing doesn't leak. So the whole environmental debate is just bitter and wrong, if you ask me. In fact, the Department of State did the environmental impact statement, and it alone can tell you that what Obama's using as his excuse for not doing it is wrong. The DOS acknowledged that minor realignments along the route and variations can be made if needed without changing any environmental risk. Since the state of Nebraska and the company already agreed to the route pipeline in a way that would satisfy the Nebraskans' aquifer concerns, President Obama could easily have granted conditional approval to commence construction. Nebraska has already been working with TransCanada on making adjustments to that pipeline. And what Obama's saying is, oh, well, the Republicans put a 60-day notice on there that he can't meet because he still needs more time. Half a dozen studies have all said the risk is negligible, and yet they want to continue to do this. And if it's election year, and that's why he wants to hold off until after the election. For his own election sake, I don't know what he's thinking, because the unions may lose some support with him because they are going to lose out on jobs. 20,000 jobs that this country needs right now. Now, you can massage the numbers any way you want. Yeah, there's been some job gains, but what about the jobs that have been lost? And frankly, when people go off unemployment, they don't count them as unemployed anymore. So even this last drop to 8.5%, I think, is a ruse. This is one of these things that people should take a better look at. But the pipeline is a big thing. Now, you can call in 734-822-1600-1600. Love to have you call in and get your comments and thoughts on this. Call me anytime, or you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. And I can read your comments on the air if that's what you'd rather do. This is a talk show, and your input is as important, if not more so, than mine at all times. I do this show, The Drift, on Sundays as a wrap-up to The Daily Drift, which is a blog I have at currentonline.com. You can click on The Daily Drift. And what I do is condense the news stories of the week in something that's more palatable for you to get through. I mean, you can go to all the sites you need to, but I try to make things that are relevant to you and our local news there ready for you to look at in a more easy manner. And you can contact me and talk to me anytime at gary@thedailydrift.com. So the Department of State says it's okay. Why don't we do it? And the Council on Jobs and Competitiveness earlier this week, like one day before Obama rejected it, said that the U.S. needs an all-in energy strategy that pursues more American oil and natural gas as a means to deliver these resources. We cannot keep importing oil until we find a way to make solar energy competitive and cost effective. We've got to continue to use oil and natural gas. And it's insane for any tree hugger to believe this, because in the end, they're hurting themselves. I mean, let's think about it for a second. If you don't develop your resources here and do it in a manner that's controlled, we have plenty of rules on the books and we do our best. Nobody goes out of their way to pollute this country on purpose. But if you go ahead and say, we're just going to import our oil from countries that don't care, I mean, let's face it. Do you think they really do as good a job as we do taking oil out of the ground in Brazil or China or Saudi Arabia? No, of course not. They don't follow the EPA rules that we do. And when they burn things and manufacture things in those countries, they're polluting the same atmosphere that we breathe a few days later. So it's crazy for an environmentalist to say we shouldn't be producing our own oil and our own gas and making sure that we're not beholden to countries that don't like us. I mean, let's face it. Saudi Arabia is not particularly happy with us right now. Iran has never been happy with us. And, of course, now that China's growing and growing, they're going to be needing a lot more oil. But there are jobs to be had in building this pipeline, and there are jobs we had after the pipeline is finished, because we will have a greater infrastructure built to deliver ourselves our own gas. The studies that they did on the Keystone XL pipeline took 3 years, and two of those studies were environmental reviews that contradict everything the president's talking about and the environmentalists are talking about. So it's kind of crazy for them to even think about it. So what's going to happen now is Canada's looking at us like we're a pack of idiots. Thank you very much, Mr. Obama. And what they're going to do is find another customer. And part of that problem is, who are they going to sell it to? The biggest customer would probably be China. China is trying to gobble up oil and resources all over the planet. And it's a back door to them. If we allow Canada to cozy up to China, what are we doing security-wise for us? The Alberta government is already broadening its lobbying efforts in order to sell their oil to somebody else. And what they'll end up doing is running that pipeline across the Canadian Rockies, which is pretty tough. You want to talk about more of a risk of environmental damage. Running that pipeline across the Rockies as opposed to running it across the Midwestern Plains makes no sense at all. So again, you've got environmentalists who aren't thinking with a full deck of cards, if you ask me. So we'll continue this after the break. Again, 734-822-1600. I want you to call in and give me your thoughts on Mr. Obama's decision.
Ann Arbor's Hogback Office Center is the perfect spot for your new office. Just off US 23 and Washtenaw Avenue, the Hogback Office Center offers easy access to everything in Ann Arbor and surrounding communities. Let your customers and clients experience the beautiful and scenic rolling 5-acre country campus at Hogback Office Center. And they'll love the fact that there's a ton of free parking, and the Hogback Office Center will customize your space to fit your business needs, from a single suite with shared common areas to a large suite with up to 7,000 square feet. You'll find it all at the Hogback Office Center. And their leases are gross, not triple net, so you won't be paying extra fees like you would be in so many other office center locations. And the landlord is on site, so you'll always experience excellence in service at the Hogback Office Center. Don't delay another day. Give your business a boost by moving to the Hogback Office Center today. Call Susan Watrous at 734-971-4000 or visit the Hogback Office Center on the web at flyingdutchmanmgt.com. Call them today.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com. And in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
The Firing Line Indoor Gun Range and Gun Shop offers training at all levels for safe and responsible exercise of your American Second Amendment rights. The Firing Line is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. Firing Line offers classes for CCW and personal protection, league events and training, a state-of-the-art indoor handgun and rifle range, gun rental and firearm sales. Special orders are no problem at the Firing Line, and they're open 7 days a week. The Firing Line staff are all highly experienced law enforcement and military firearms experts. You cannot find a better place to gain the knowledge and experience you need to own and responsibly use a pistol or rifle. See the Firing Line's website for a complete schedule of classes and training available at firinglineguns.com. Ladies, the Firing Line offers Ladies Night. This is a great opportunity for women to get together at the range and shoot with other women, as well as receive assistance from all female shooting instructors. Call the Firing Line today, 734-326-7320, or visit them online at firinglineguns.com.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Hello, this is Mayor William Wilde of the City of Westland. Every day, more than 2,500 teenagers abuse prescription medication for the first time. Sadly, teens often experiment with medications they find right at home. So keep track of medications and store them in a safe place. And ask your pharmacist how to dispose of medication you no longer need. Remember, prescription drug abuse is still drug abuse.
From the City of Westland, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Go to drugfree.org.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Santa Fe to Boston, Japan to England, wherever you may be, Wham! Talk 1600 is there. Online and streaming live. whamradio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
No, welcome back. Good to be here on a Sunday morning. A little cold out this weekend. We were talking the last segment about the Canadian oil fiasco and how Obama has rejected the Keystone XL pipeline. Now, if you didn't know, 99% of Canada's crude exports go where? Right to us here in the U.S. And you know what? This is not only just our closest neighbor, really. This has been a long-term ally of the United States. And for us to, basically we're offending them. You can't do more than put your finger right in their face when you say, you know what, we're not going to take your allegedly dirty oil and run it across our country and buy it from you and thank you very much. But it's astounding that a president could do something like this. At some point you got to say it can't be ignorance. I mean, the choices Obama has made over the last three and a half years now have not, how shall we say, you can't chalk it all up to ignorance and stupidity. I'd like to. It's the easiest answer. But what he and his administration has done repeatedly is make decisions that adversely affect this country. And frankly, there's got to be a reason for it. And I think the reason for it goes right back to what he said in his election speeches. He wants to fundamentally transform this country into something different. He's not happy with the U.S. as it is, so he'd rather tear it down by whatever means possible, economically, militarily, socially. He's a divider, the divider-in-chief, I've called him very often. But he does things that really don't make a lot of sense. Now, there was also some news this week out of Brazil. And we all know that Brazil is doing the same deep water drilling a mile and a half down into the ocean that we've been doing in the Gulf and that we've kind of put the kibosh on because the president, after the Louisiana oil disaster, said, let's stop that drilling down there. And a lot of deep water rigs started moving to Brazil. And as a matter of fact, the United States actually did some loan guarantees. Now, they didn't give them money, so let's not confuse that. Some people say, oh, that's an urban legend. They didn't give that. And it's a loan guarantee. And it was to Petrobras, which is Brazil's biggest state-owned or partially state-owned oil company, to do that drilling. And Obama had said to them, we want to be your best customer. Well, does it make a lot of sense right off the bat that you're going to give loan guarantees to a foreign company in another country to drill oil and make us buy it? We're going to pay for it as opposed to drilling our own and doing that. I mean, it just really makes no sense. If you have a reason for Obama to be doing this, please call me. Enlighten me. 734-822-1600. I'd love to hear from you. But it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think it's got to be exactly that because nobody can be this stupid. There's got to be an ulterior motive for what's going on. China is now setting up contracts with Brazil that will take most of their oil, leaving us shut out in the cold, even though we said, hey, we'll do some loan guarantees for you. So once again, the decision he made is not working out, and it's just astounding that anyone can do that. Now, if you don't trust that, you can go all the way back to the Wall Street Journal in August 18, 2009. That's when Obama underwrites the offshore drilling, but it's not in the U.S. It was in Brazil. So I've had a few people say, oh, no, you're just baiting out for urban legend. No, I'm not. That is a correct, and it is a fact. We were doing some underwriting of loans to them. Now, Petrobras has got a lot of money anyway, so I don't know that they ever took those loans out. But the fact that we did tells you that we were making a decision that wasn't in our best interest. A loan guarantee or money, in fact, it doesn't make any difference. We're obviously not helping our own country by having our companies drill in our waters and allowing somebody else to. And I think right now you've got Cuba and Venezuela getting deeper into the Gulf, closer to our shores, and doing the same drilling. But again, you got to ask yourself, are they taking the same precautions that we force American companies to do? Probably not. So you could have the same disaster, but we will have even less control over that than anyone else would. So I don't buy the whole oil gimmick. I really don't. Let's get back closer to home here today. There was some local news. We do have a phone call. Let's take that before we move on because it could be pertinent. Ken in Livonia, how you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. It's going to be another beautiful day here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely.
Well, I just want to quickly touch on something that you just mentioned. You said no one could be that stupid. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Barack Obama is doing everything that he can intentionally to destroy the U.S. economy. And his political party are behind him. As you mentioned, going all the way back to his campaign, everything was change. Well, the only way to change a system from the free market system based on capitalism, to the system that he wants, a statist system, a Marxist system, is to completely destroy the U.S. economy. So I just agree with what you had said.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, Ken. Thanks for calling in, too. I appreciate the call. Ken's right. There's just no excuse for some of the decisions that are made here. So hopefully, you know, this year it's election time. Now, I put a lot of contact numbers for our senators and representatives right at the very bottom of Current Online's main page there. So you can scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see contact emails, contact phone numbers. This is an election year, and each and every one of us has to do our part. And that doesn't mean just getting out and voting. That very first show, I kind of jokingly said I have a 5-5-5 plan. For this year's election, I'm going to kind of stick by it because it sits in my head is we can't just vote ourselves. We have to remember to go out and remind at least five people, five conservatives, say, hey, make sure you're registered. Make sure you don't forget to get out and vote. You need to take a look at five independent friends. We all have them. And make sure you're talking to them in a manner that's based on common sense. You don't have to argue with them. You just got to make those facts available to them so that they vote the correct way this time. And the correct way is anybody vote Obama. Let's face it. We put the brakes. We took our foot off the gas in the last 2010 election, but we didn't put our foot on the brakes. So we need to keep the election going in the right direction. And you need to look at your five liberal friends. You probably have some. I do. And they're good people, but they're just a little misguided. And a lot of times they look at facts that are just skewed in the wrong fashion. I noticed on Facebook, I'm actually starting to Facebook a little bit now, someone had a graph up about spending. And it showed that Ronald Reagan did 189% increase in spending at the federal level, while Barack Obama has only had a 16% increase in the federal level. Well, that's, you know, you look at percentages, you want to talk about manipulating the numbers. Eating a whole ear of corn or 100% or an ear and a half of corn is not the same as eating up the entire U.S. corn crop, and that's the difference. You can't look at percentages and say, look, Obama spent less than Ronald Reagan. No. When you're talking trillions and trillions of dollars versus billions and billions of dollars, it's a huge difference. So don't let the numbers fool you. When you see stuff online, double-check it. Do your own math, but argue from a common-sense standpoint. Let's get back to closer to home here in Salem Township. The township board voted unanimously to exempt unions from the state law, which says all government employees should pay 20% minimum for their health benefits. And that's the kind of stuff. Now, hopefully they're doing this as a precursor to writing their own amount in. But if you live in Salem Township, you ought to be at least contacting your township officials and saying, hey, why are you not making everybody else within the township municipality to pay at least something on their benefit package, because it really doesn't make sense. The supervisor out there, Robert Hale, defended the vote, and he said, we exempted ourselves to allow us time to work on a complete benefits package for our employees. Well, maybe that's exactly what he's going to do. Let's hope so. But if I lived in Salem Township, you can bet your bottom dollar that I'd have an email or two into the supervisor and the trustees out there and say, hey, you need to do that. In Northfield Township, where I live, our township board did do that. So, you know, you've got to be involved. You've got to force sometimes your township officials to make those things. And it's not nice. I mean, nobody wants to have an additional expense coming out of their paycheck. But in the private sector, we have done it. And there's no reason the rest of us shouldn't do it either. So we've got another break coming up already. And I want your phone calls, 734-822-1600. We're going to be talking about, real quick anyways, about the health care exchange here in Michigan and how it relates to Obamacare. So we'll hit that when we get back.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White.
Thank you to everyone in South Carolina who decided to be with us in changing Washington.
Newt Gingrich won the South Carolina primary, beating Mitt Romney by double digits.
Romney's immediate future is Florida, and rallies and events beginning Sunday, continuing right up to the January 31st Florida primary.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Rescuers staying above water today, still searching the capsized cruise ship off Tuscany in choppy seas.
We're not putting any time frame at all on this operation, although I must admit that rescuers are now convinced that the chances of finding any more survivors now, more than a week after this disaster, are very, very slim.
Reporter Nick Pisa with Sky News. At least 12 people are confirmed dead and at least 20 others are missing. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
There's going to be a family-friendly dance Saturday, January 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Clonlara School, located at 1289 Jewett Street in Ann Arbor. There'll be light refreshments available for purchase. Admission is $5 per person or $15 per family. All ages are welcome. Proceeds will go toward Adventurer Student Travel Group. To learn more, visit www.adventurershomeschool.org. The Brighton Tea Party will meet Tuesday, January 31st at 6:30 p.m. at the American Spirits Center in Brighton. Guest speakers are U.S. Senate candidates Gary Glenn and Clark Durant. Come meet and greet with the candidates and invite your friends and neighbors. For more information, go to the website www.brightonteaparty.ning.com.
Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, an international nonprofit organization that raises funds for children's hospitals that help 17 million children each year, has set an ambitious goal to raise $2.7 million on February 28th, which also happens to be National Pancake Day, for children's hospitals nationwide. Monies raised in your area will stay locally and help save and improve the lives of kids in your neighborhood. On February 28th, IHOP locations nationwide will offer free pancakes to each and every guest with the hope that they will leave a little something behind for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. To review these events and others, you can always visit WHAM's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the WHAM Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. WHAM, Talk 1600, in touch with your community.
You served your country. Now the Veterans Crisis Line is here to serve you. If you're a veteran in crisis or know a veteran who is, help is available. Call the Veterans Crisis Line today at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Or chat online at www.veteranscrisisline.net. It's your call.
You're listening to The Drift on WHAM Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Okay, we're going to be talking about healthcare exchanges real quick here. But before we do that, let's thank my sponsor this half hour, The Current Newspaper, Current Online, COURANTonline.com, all one word there. If you've got print media budget to advertise with, I would suggest you get hold of The Current. Call my good buddy Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. Sam can hook you up with some ads. We now deliver to 27,000 homes. We just added the village of South Lyon. And so we're getting a lot bigger, and it's I think we've quintupled in size now in less than 5 years' time. So while other newspapers are going out of business or cutting back, we're actually growing. So grow your business with us and get involved with The Current. You can grow as big as we have if you do it right. So contact Sam, 734-323-0777, and or contact us online at currentonline.com. I'm not the expert on healthcare exchanges, but I certainly know that Obamacare wasn't good for us. So this week, the House GOP held their final hearing on the state Obamacare healthcare exchanges. And unlike previous ones, which had a lot of special interests, this one had a lot of just regular people showing up. And, of course, a lot of Tea Party people also showed up. And one of the people that showed up was a doctor that we all know and love, Dr. Rob Steele. He and Megan Edison, who are with Docs for Patient Care, were there, and they had their say in it. And Rob Steele thinks it's a bad idea because all we're really doing when we do a Michigan health exchange is promote Obamacare here in the state of Michigan. And I think we should be fighting that, as does he. Now, I ran into Rob at the St. Joe Ball and asked him if he was going to run again for Congress against Dingell, and he said he was not going to do that. And I'm a little bummed out about it because I thought he did very well for a first time out against a veteran of 40-odd years that Dingell's been running. So we're going to have to find ourselves a new Republican challenger for that race. I'm not sure if anyone's capable of standing up at this point, but somebody needs to. But Rob did tell me he was going to run for regent for the U of M, and I can't think of a better guy to put on the board at U of M from a tax point standpoint. Rob is a Tea Party guy, conservative, and I think will be wonderful on the board at U of M, so make sure you support him on his bid for that this next time around. But we've got to take a look at these healthcare exchanges and contact again. I've put all the contact numbers for your state representatives at currentonline.com right down the bottom, or you can go to GaryWellings.com. I've had them on there for a long time. And let them know that you are against the health care exchanges, because all it really does is promote Obamacare, and I think we all know that Obamacare is not the way to go. We had another article this month or this week from Jarrett Skorup of the Mackinac Center, and it was talking about Randy Richardville. Now, here's a state senate. He's actually leader of the state, Michigan State Senate, and he's getting a lot of flack lately for being not just a rhino, but way, way too moderate. And he kind of represents people from Monroe up toward this way, and he's not pushing on right to work. Some people say he is against right to work. I don't know if that's exactly true. Randy, you're always welcome to call in and defend yourself at 734-822-1600. But I think he is not pushing for it, even though he's got the votes in the Senate. And I'm sure we have the votes for right to work in the House. But again, it's an election year. And, you know, I the thing that bothers me most about term limits is it's not the length of time that you're in there, it's the length of time you spend trying to get reelected. And my guess would be that he's so worried about getting reelected this next time around that he doesn't want to take on anything controversial. Those Tea Party candidates that got elected this last year round have done a fabulous job. The 2011 MichiganVotes.org roll call highlights will tell you what has been done and been accomplished this year, and it'll also tell you what hasn't been accomplished. That's a great website, MichiganVotes.org. When you do the roll call, and you'll see him occasionally on Michigan CapCon too. But Jarrett Skorup on this Randy Richardville talks about how Randy Richardville is not being as proactive as he needs to be. Now, we know that the state of Indiana is moving as quickly as they can on right to work in Indiana. And if they get it passed, it's going to be a giant sucking sound to the South as we lose jobs to Indiana. So the legislature here in Michigan, and you can contact Mark Wimette, and you can contact Cindy Denby and Joe Hune and Bill Rogers and let them know, hey, we've got to get this right to work done in the state of Michigan, because if we don't, we're going to end up losing out, because we don't know what will happen next election. We may not have the majorities that we have this time around. So you need to strike while the gavel is, the iron is hot, I guess. I'm mixing my metaphors a little bit. But Randy Richardville has also received several thousand dollars in campaign contributions from the Michigan Education Association, which is the teachers union. So there could be a number of reasons why Richardville is not being proactive and pushing for right to work, but they're probably not good reasons. So make sure you get hold of Randy Richardville and let him know how you're feeling about it. Talking about the roll call votes, let's go through some of them. House Bill 4361, it passed 19-19 in the Senate. 19-19 in the Senate, huh? And 56-53 in the House. Lieutenant Governor Calley broke the tie. And what that did, it replaced the Michigan business tax. That was a great one. Good job on that. Senate Bill 7, which was the 20% mandate on all government employees for their health benefits. Another good one. That passed big in the Senate, 25-13, and 56-52 in the House. What's amazing is that it's that close in the House. We've got an overwhelming majority in the House, and yet, obviously, there are still some, shall we say, rhinos who don't want to break the mold and don't want to get anything done. Those are the ones we got to really look at. The roll call will tell you who voted once, so you can look at your guy that you voted for last time and make sure he's up to speed. Senate Bill 165 was passed. It banned project labor agreements, 26-12 in the Senate and 62-47 in the House. And what that does is it doesn't require big labor to be involved in infrastructure projects, which can reduce the total cost, get things done more efficiently. The unions can still be involved, but you don't have to be a requirement for that anymore. So it's a great bill that got passed. House Bill 4625 made it easier to fire ineffective teachers. That's been way overdue. House Bill 4627, banned laying off less senior teachers over ineffective ones. Again, that passed 20-17 in the Senate, 68-39 in the House. And what that did was get the rotten apples out of the basket. You know, you can't say all unions are bad and you can't say all teachers are bad. It's those few that spoil it for everybody else. And probably the last big one that I'll cover here was Senate Bill 618, which eliminated the charter school cap. If you don't have competition in an industry, you're going to get bad product. It's that simple. None of us are happy with our cable systems. None of us are happy with our electric company and our gas company. And those are monopolies. And the educational system up till now has been really the same thing, a monopoly. So you need to hold schools accountable by giving them a little competition. You're seeing a lot of districts now are schools of choice, so they're competing. And what you're going to see with school of choice and more charter schools is more effective teaching for our children. So another good thing. We already covered the Indy Democrats. No, I didn't. Let's talk about that real quick. Republicans have started imposing a $1,000 day fine on Democrats who are not showing up for the vote on right to work in Indiana. So just like in other states, they leave town, they go across the state line so they don't get dragged back into the legislature. And you know what? That's just avoiding your job. If you are an elected official, whether you're going to win or lose, you need to stand up, say your piece, and if you lose, you lose. So give me a call, 734-822-1600. Now, I did get an email from Pat up in Brighton, and he asked, why would a president looking to prove his economic positions snub 20,000 jobs? Well, that's my question exactly, Pat, exactly. Pat goes on to say because he's been running for re-election since he got into office and his war chest is thick enough to worry me as a right-minded conservative. Well, that's exactly right. Pat, you're hitting it right on the nail. Obama has been a campaigner-in-chief. This guy has not got off the campaign wagon since he got into office, other than to golf, of course. And it's just amazing that the decisions he makes are all related to either destroying this country or getting himself reelected. And let me put this little bit of fear into you. If you think what he's done so far is bad, watch what happens if you give him another 4 years when he doesn't have to worry about reelection. If you give this guy 4 years to do whatever he wants because he's not going to worry whether you like him or not or whether you're happy with his decisions, you wait and see what happens. You want to talk about blindly going around Congress and doing recess appointments? This guy will shake the tree every way possible to get anything he wants done to make that transformation that he's been asking for, a fundamental transformation. You can't reelect Barack Obama. You're ruining the country if you do. And if you were an independent last time and you voted because you were sick of Bush, that's fine. Do the right thing this time around and don't vote for this guy because you're voting against the America that we've all grown up in. You're voting against what we stand for here in America. We talked last week about reducing our military right now because the world is a safer place. I don't think so. So when we come back, we'll get into a little presidential politics. 734-822. I'd like to get your thoughts on Gingrich. 822-1600.
Here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
I'm Susan Lucci. More than 2 million Americans have a type of irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, or AFib, putting them at greater risk of stroke.
I'm Dr. David Willis, and I frequently see patients with AFib, a serious condition where a blood clot can travel from the heart to the brain, causing a stroke.
When I found out my husband, Helmut, had AFib, I pledged to learn everything I could.
Susan and I, along with my doctor, work as a team to help reduce my risk of AFib-related stroke.
Visit FacingAFib.com today.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
Hey parents, introducing the Communicizer. Go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
I love you, Dad.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
And he said, quote, his administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens because doing so would break with our most important traditions and values of the nation. My response should have been, if I was Barry, to say we would not detain American citizens because doing so would break with our most important laws.
The Clark Cast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham! You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
All right, well, welcome back. Good to have you here. 734-822-1600 if you want to call in and talk to me about any of the subjects we've talked about today or something else that you think we should all know about, please give me a holler. I'd love to have you. Or you can email me at gary@thedailydrift.com. All right, so Newt Gingrich won South Carolina yesterday. They're calling it an upset victory. I wasn't really that surprised. Now, I did spend a good chunk of the day going back and forth watching the returns, and I don't think it was as big a surprise to me. I was still counting on Romney winning that, but he pulled it out. And I think he pulled it out because, you know what, people like a fighter, and Newt Gingrich is definitely a fighter. If you've watched debates, you know that this guy knows how to debate. And frankly, I don't know that he or Romney is the better pick at this point. I'm still making up my mind. I have not made that decision yet, but I can tell you one thing I would like to see. I would love to see Gingrich in a debate with Barack Hussein Obama, because without a doubt, there's going to be a little comeuppance there when these two get down to a debate, if that happens. So, you know, I'll take whatever Republican we can get, but I would love to see Gingrich win this. Now, let's wonder why Gingrich took South Carolina. I'm thinking he took South Carolina because of that ability to fight. Now, Derek, we've got a track from the opening segments of this last debate where they hammered on Gingrich for his ex-wife doing claiming he wanted an open marriage or something. Derek, can you roll that track? Well, we're working
on it. She says that you came to her in 1999 at a time when you were having an affair. She says you asked her, sir, to enter into an open marriage. Would you like to take some time to respond to that?
No, but I will. I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office. And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
Yeah, and it's priceless. The video itself is priceless. So you can go to Current Online, hit the Daily Drift, and we've got the videos on there too. And it's priceless to watch the face of the moderator as Gingrich hits him back. And you know what? He's calling it like it is. If the moderators in debates in 2008 had done their job and not been liberally biased, you would have seen that Barack Obama would have been vetted properly. He was not vetted as hard. Barack Obama was not vetted like any of these GOP candidates have been. So it's absolutely astounding that we sit by and we watch it. And frankly, I guess I shouldn't be astounded because this is what the liberal media does. Rick Santorum actually won Iowa after the recount. So now we've got a three-way race. Romney took New Hampshire. Santorum took Iowa. And now Gingrich has taken South Carolina. So the next one is Florida. And we'll see what happens there. I'm going to say it's a 50-50. I don't know which way this is going to run. In Michigan here on February 28th, I think, we're going to be having our own Michigan primary. So if it stays neck and neck, that means our primary will be quite important. So if you're not registered, well, it's not too late yet, but you need to get out and get registered, and you need to vote, and you need to make a decision on who you're going to vote for and do your homework. I'm not going to tell you which way to go at this point because I'm not sure which way I'm going to go. But these are both good guys, way better than Barack Obama will be. And I want to hit the last part of that track real quick. Derek, hit the second part of that track if you can, because Newt goes in and finishes up his – I took the cheering out of this for you. And here we go.
Is that all you want to say, sir?
Let me finish.
Please.
Every person in here knows personal pain. Every person in here has had someone close to them go through painful things. To take an ex-wife and make it 2 days before the primary, a significant question in a presidential campaign, is as close to despicable as anything I can imagine.
Okay. So, yeah, he really let them have it. I think that's what you're going to see a lot more of Newt as debates continue. And you know what? Frankly, I like that. I like the fighter. So he won a lot of points with me on that. Now, we have a call from Trudy in Ann Arbor who wants to talk about the Catholic mandate. Trudy, are you there?
Yes, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I received this email, and it's in reference to a mandate that was passed on Friday, the 20th of January. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, and she is a pro-abortion Catholic, so to speak, Kathleen Sebelius, just announced that the proposed mandate requiring all insurance plans to pay for contraception, sterilization, and some abortion drugs is official, and Catholics cannot escape. And this fig leaf exemption for religious groups will not be modified, apart from allowing some groups an additional year to comply. And Cardinal Designate Timothy Dolan of New York responded saying, in effect, the president is saying we have a year to figure out how to violate our consciences. And beginning August the 1st of 2012, the insurance premiums we pay, including the insurance premiums paid by Catholics for employees of churches and schools, will be used to cover drugs and procedures that are in direct conflict with the teachings of the Roman Church. President Obama ignored the organized efforts of Catholics across the country, including, and this is really something, including bold statements from bishops, university presidents, including Notre Dame's Reverend Jenkins, and even his Catholic allies.
Right.
So I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
I did hear a little bit about it. And you know what? What do we got to do, Trudy? We got to vote this guy out of office. Because you know what? This Kathryn Sebelius is just, she's a dictator of her own right.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
That's exactly what's happening. And I think we had a lot of Catholics probably vote for Obama this last time around for, I'm not sure what reasons.
Yes, sir.
But they need to change because if they didn't see it last time, they should certainly see it after 3 years, what he's doing to religion. I mean, they want to alienate religion right out of our society. It's what they're trying to do. You don't matter as a Catholic anymore.
I know, sir. And I read quite a few months ago that Muslims that consider paying insurance is against their religion, they are not included in this Obamacare.
Yeah, now isn't that amazing?
Isn't
that amazing? You as a Christian, as a Catholic Christian, you don't get excluded. But
that's
as a Muslim,
correct.
We don't want to offend them, so let's exclude them. It's just astounding that this, and now you're getting my anger up a little bit. I'm turning into that angry man that my wife tells me not to. This man is destroying the country, and if you have religious values, they are not important to Barack Obama. They are not. This man is out to control you. He's out to make sure that you become an atheist, at least in the eyes of government. That's what they want to do. Unless you're a Muslim, of course. Then it's okay. Well, we didn't get to everything we wanted. Thank you for calling, Trudy. Great, great question,
your
and thank you for bringing
your
that.
Your program is terrific. Keep it up there.
Well, thank
Bye-bye.
You, Trudy. Take care. All right. Well, we didn't get everything we wanted to get done, but we will see you next Sunday. And go to currentonline.com and click on the Daily Drift and stay with me during the week. Take care.